These are the things that suck. These are the things that suck. Man, it really, really, really sucks. Man, it really does suck.
Really sucks.
These are the things that suck. These are the things that suck. It really, really, really sucks.
Really sucks.
Really does suck.
This is the podcast series, Things That Suck, starring Tristan Talton and me, Dev Hudson. Wow, that song.
Sucks.
Man, it really, really, really sucks.
Really sucks.
These are the things that suck.
It really does suck.
These are the things that suck.
I'm Tristan Talton.
And I'm Devin Hudson. And this is Things That Suck. Each week we pick a topic and discuss what we hate about it. This week we are discussing food.
Man, food. I love it. I love food. I love food so much. You can't tell. My DJ name is Super Size Fantastic. Super Size. Because I love food. So actually, wait. My first DJ name was DJ Big Mac.
DJ Big
Mac. It was DJ. Why it was DJ Big Mac.
Why DJ Big Mac?
It fit my personality, dude. Like,
so you're messy and sloppy? Because Big Macs, you know, you be trying to hold them.
Sometimes.
The lettuce fall out.
Sometimes you get that good Big Mac.
Sometimes you get a good Big Mac.
That don't that, fall off, you know?
Yeah, the nice, that's like succulent, juicy.
That, but it was DJ Big Mac at first. And then this one day I had forgot it. So I was just going off of, and it's, I had said DJ Supersize. It was stuck for the rest of us a car.
Oh, like, because McDonald's got the Supersize, like Supersize fries.
Yeah. I mean, because McDonald's is, McDonald's be cool sometimes. It's just, it's nasty.
It is. It do be a little greasy, you know. And it's just sometimes a problem. But, you know, sometimes the grease, it just don't work. Sometimes it be piping hot.
Yeah.
And then it burn your tongue. Like, you want to keep eating the fries because they taste good.
Yeah, the fries are good. The meat is,
it's kind of, eh. Oh. It's a toss-up. Who knows?
The meat is like, they say it's horse, but I don't know. I mean, the people that say it's horse, they eating the horse.
Yeah, they're eating basically horse.
They eat the Big Mac. They just don't want to tell nobody.
It's cool. I mean,
I feel like everybody ate a Big Mac before, even vegetarians.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure vegetarians don't eat meat.
You might not know that.
What do you mean, might not know that?
Vegetarians are front of people. Like people could be like this acting at school, and they get home and don't really be like that.
So you're saying
vegetarians could be acting in front of people by eating, lettuce and tomatoes. But when they get home, they smashing up some McDonald's.
So when nobody around, that's when they're eating the food.
Yeah, vegetarians are the fakest people in the world.
Oh, fake?
What you don't know is that they fake.
So what about vegans? Are they even faker than vegetarians?
Yep.
What you just said,
yep.
Vegetarians. I'm confused.
Yeah, dude, look. They eat every food. Every food. This, not everybody knows about it. Think about it, bro. Vegetarians be like, oh, so you don't eat that? You don't eat meat? I'm like, no, I'm a vegetarian. I only want the salad. Can I please have the salad? Go home. Steak. Chicken.
So they eat more meat than we do. Because I don't even eat steak. Because I'm broke.
Yes. Think about it.
Oh, because they're saving the money from eating all the salad.
Yep. So they have enough money to buy them a good T-bone steak.
That's smart. Maybe we should become vegetarian.
Nah. I couldn't do it.
Yeah, I couldn't either.
I couldn't do it.
That's a little too much.
It's already. It's already too late for me, man. It's like think about it. That's like the you know how all Chinese places got like the A+ on there?
Nah, I've actually never seen a grade on a Chinese place.
I've seen A+ on a few Chinese places.
But you know what really sucks? When they say it's mice in there, but you know, like, you know, they found rats in it. And it sucks that it's rats in it, but I still eat it anyway. Like,
if it's rat is good.
I mean, apparently, maybe rat isn't such a bad thing. Because if you cook, I heard if you cook something, all the bacteria goes
away.
That's
what I said. That's
so I'm saying maybe it's like, okay, it's a rat.
I mean,
people eat snakes.
Yeah. People eat possum.
Yeah.
People eat deer.
Yeah.
Deer. Bugs.
Like, I mean, if you can eat, like, what do they call them? Like, what are the little deer testicles called that people be eating? If you can eat deer testicles, obviously you can eat a rat. Like, you feel?
Think about it. People are like, oh, man, I love me some Chinaman.
Yeah.
You love rat then, so don't be scared when you see one crawling around.
That's what I'm saying.
You just ate his cousin. Think about it.
Pretty much. So you might as well just eat that one
too. And then they and the Chinese places are like so they stores are so weird.
Yeah, they're so scary. It's like one of them. I went into one. It's in Wells. I'm talking like you open the door. It's just a big blank room. And then it's like there's one. Look, so it's like there's like a window just right there that they open up out of nowhere. Nothing.
Yeah, but it's a,
you
yeah,
can't see the kitchen or nothing. They just randomly bring up your food.
What's up, man? It's crazy because that new place down the road, the Dollar Express.
Dollar Express. Oh yeah,
that's a house. I feel like that was a house before.
Yeah,
it was
yeah,
a China,
it do look like China. A house because.
Like when I was passing by, I didn't know it was no Chinaman until we pulled. Like the first time
you
I
actually
went there.
Pulled in. Yeah,
but I meant that. I'm like, Bobby. Who house is this? Like, you walk in, I'm like, people cooking. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
If you had never been here, Dollar Express is like.
It's basically like Panda Express.
It's like Panda Express.
Except cheaper.
It's what it says.
Yeah, it's literally.
Dollar Express.
It's Panda Express that costs a dollar for each scoop.
Each scoop. So like, come and find out that's 5 scoops in your plate, man.
Yeah, because you know.
That's crazy. And it's not like no scoops
yeah,
for
nice,
each one.
It's a nice big spoon.
It's nice
the
scoops.
The one that's like the size of my head. The one my mama used to beat me with when I was a kid. Yeah, that big. It's a real
that
nice
was the scoops, good scoops. A dollar, too.
Yeah, then they got the general,
drinks.
I don't know how to say it. I think it's General Toso or
it's
Sal.
It's so. So. Because tsunami. Tsunami start with a T.
Oh, but you don't pronounce so it's yeah. General Su.
So.
Toso.
It's
but
so.
People, so.
People say Toso.
But it's really just
so. Yeah.
Yeah, that's another thing. Why food gotta have such I don't,
weird names?
Weird, like, why can't it be something normal?
Like the Uncle Weenie.
Like, I was like, what is
like, what is that?
Like
crepe. Luguini.
Like crepe? I don't, like, wow. Is it like, a crap or a crepe?
It wouldn't be good if at least, if it's gonna have a real name. This let it be good.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
like Ratatouille?
Yeah, what? Ugh. I don't even know what that, like, I seen it on Ratatouille.
I seen the movie.
Yeah, but it
think
don't
about it. See, look, it's all connected.
Yeah.
Ratatouille is like a Italian food. So yeah. That's how you know all the food's connected. Watch this. I'm going to school you real quick.
Oh, you're going to school
me. Ratatouille. It's a movie about that food and rats.
Mm-hmm.
See, the Ratatouille is connected to Chinaman.
Mm-hmm.
Because what is the meat made of in Chinaman?
Rats.
Oh my God. So while the ratatouille is in Italy, the rats making that food,
the
Italy
rats
people
the,
are selling it
the rats
to
China.
To China and us to make our chicken fried rice.
So then it's like a big chain. It's like
a big chain.
So what does America give back to the Italians?
What give back to the Italians?
Do we give them like?
Think about
we give them McDonald's?
Redheads.
Redheads?
You seen the movie, right?
Redheads. The movie.
He was a redhead person.
Because they don't. Yes. Ain't no redheads.
Ain't no redheads in Italy.
So we gave them.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Think about it. It's a whole chain.
It's a whole chain.
We give each other something. It's crazy. It might be food. Might be people.
Might be rats.
Rats, right. But either way, we eat all of them. Wow. Even the people. You seen Zombieland?
Yeah, like, yeah. And then sometimes it's just confusing. You ever just thought, like, how people come up with these names?
Yeah.
Like, why is it called Panda Express? Like, why a panda out of all animals?
Right. Why can't it be called Fox Express?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Like, did pandas make it or something?
Right. Dude.
Did you use the panda's intestines to make this meat? Because, you know, from what I've heard, like, you know, we find the rats in the Chinaman.
Pandas
we find
are
the horses
going
in McDonald's.
Extinct.
Pandas are going extinct. So maybe that's where they're going. Panda Express.
In our stomachs.
Oh, my God. This is crazy.
I don't eat panda.
You don't eat panda?
I never ate panda for real.
Yeah, I mean, I eat it at like Six Flags, you know, the mall.
That's the last time I ate pandas at Six Flags.
Yeah.
Speaking of Six Flags, funnel cakes.
On point.
But turkey legs, sometimes they good. Yeah. Sometimes.
It just depends on when you catch them.
Sometimes. Sometimes they be dry.
Yeah.
Sometimes they be juicy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, how do you do that?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
It can't be dry and then one be juicy. Like, why? How mine dry, but the person behind me get a juicy?
Right,
you can see the grease dripping off of it, but mine's
but the other
like
dust
this.
Falling off.
I mean, like, I bite it and it
does
break a tooth trying to eat
Come
it.
Come on, man. You can't do that. Like, people, see, look, if you're going to cook something, cook it right.
Yeah, like, don't be, and be consistent.
Right.
It's like basketball. If you're not consistent, we're taking you out the game. But you know what? We need to start taking some of these food places out the
That's
game.
That's what I'm saying.
Because they ain't consistent all the time.
Right. I'm going to go back to McDonald's. Oh yeah, excuse me, I'm Tristan Talton. Please let me get a cheeseburger, please. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Quick. It was quick. I'm like, okay. Oof. Why they put a whole onion, ketchup, and shredded cheese on my stuff?
Shredded cheese?
Shredded cheese.
Not even regular cheese?
Shredded cheese.
You saw the white in it, didn't you?
What? Man. What?
Are you kidding
me? Are you serious?
Like, are you kidding me right now? Like, that's what I'm going
to ask. Are you serious? Like, that's so... I mean, I ate it.
Yeah, I mean,
I ate it. It was good.
You can't be ungrateful.
You can't be ungrateful. Especially somebody give you food.
Yeah.
That's the last thing you'd be is ungrateful if somebody give you food. Even if it's nasty.
Yeah.
And you've been in your friend's house and.
Yeah, and they offer you food and then you be like,
oh, what is this, man?
You don't want to throw it up because their mama right there
is talking right there, like oh, it's good, ain't it, baby?
And you just want to be like,
Yeah, it's good, Miss Jenkins. It's good.
And then you wait till they sit in the front room and start watching their show. They slide over to the
I got used to the bathroom. Trash can. Hit that. I used the bathroom.
Throw it out on the way to the trash can.
That's crazy. Like,
that's I ain't having to do it, but you got to do it sometimes.
You got to do it sometimes. I did it the other day.
Yeah.
To my auntie.
Oh, your auntie?
Yeah. Oh, made some chili. Chili.
I'm not really a chili fan.
What?
Nah.
You for real?
Yeah, I'm not a chili
fan. I'm a chili fan. Chili with some sugar in it.
With some sugar. Why the, you know, I noticed that a lot of people put sugar in their food.
Yeah, sugar and spaghetti.
Maybe that's why. I don't know.
Maybe that's why you're not a chili fan.
Yeah, maybe that's why I haven't
put some sugar in it.
Maybe I need to put some sugar in it. Maybe I need to try that.
Yeah, man. It's stupid not to.
You know what's crazy? Like, it's so many things that you can do with it, with food, but yet we don't know what to do with it.
Right. Like, who fries ice cream?
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I tried some fried ice cream.
Is it good?
Delicious.
Delicious.
But I mean, like, who would think to fry ice
fried
cream?
Fried ice cream.
Like, what made you think that I'm gonna put this ice cream?
This cold ice cream in this hot grease.
Like, sometimes I'll be wondering, like, what do y'all be thinking? Like, what makes y'all do this? Sometimes I'm happy. Sometimes I'm not.
Like it'd be good, but you just thinking, like, why? Who was stupid enough to make this?
Yeah, probably somebody just accidentally dropped the ice cream cone. Maybe the ice cream machine was broke, squirting everywhere. And it was like, how about we just put it in a fryer? Maybe that'll stop it.
But when it melt, doesn't it put stuff around it?
Yeah, I don't understand how it melts, how it doesn't melt.
That's crazy. I never had it before. Like, I asked my cousin, like, have you ever had, like, Brussels sprouts? No. Brussels sprouts so nasty.
Yeah, Brussels sprouts is nasty.
Do you eat? Have you ate Brussels sprouts before?
Yeah, I had
My cousin never ate Brussels sprouts. So how would he know it was nasty?
I don't know. Some people just think, oh, I don't like this vegetable.
So
I
don't like nasty. No vegetables. That's why my sister is. She doesn't like nothing green, so she's not going to eat nothing green.
I'm not going to lie. That's me, too. Like, but the only way I can eat vegetables is like this. I have to eat it, like I have to bite it, and then drink water like it's a pill. Basically, it's like I'm popping vegetables for a living. So that's things about food that suck.
I'm Tristan Talton.
And I'm Devin Hudson. And we return next week with more things that suck.